You're listening to SBS News.
In the peak of summer, there's no other place tourists want to be than on the water. The latest international and national visitor survey shows Australia welcomed 8.4 million visitors in the 12 months from September 2017. 1.3 million came from China alone, an increase of 8%. It's the biggest market, with Chinese visitors spending more than $11.5 billion. But India shows the strongest growth, with visitor numbers increased by 20%. To more than 324,000. Sydney tour guide Sharon Yang says many tour companies have expanded to meet the demand.
Especially this year, many Chinese come here, and Sydney is one of the most popular cities in Chinese people's mind. Yeah, we love here very much because Sydney is a prosperity city, and moreover, it is very clean and people here are very friendly.
But it's also the place to be for Indian tourists. Chief Executive Margi Osmond from the Australian Tourism and Transport Forum says it's fortunate that Australians like to play cricket.
The Indian interest in Australia is being driven by a massively increasing middle class in India, exactly the same way as we saw in China. And of course, it doesn't hurt that we like to play cricket together. Bottom line is that the captain of the Indian cricket team has been talking Australia up a storm on his Instagram account, and that's all going to bode really well for the future of Indian tourism here in Australia.
The data shows our capital cities are no longer stealing the spotlight. More than 2 million international travellers chose to travel regionally. Even Australians are exploring more of their own backyard, with domestic spending in the regions up by 10%. This young mum from the Gold Coast is visiting Sydney with her family.
I really want to go to Uluru. That's and driving here was on the bucket list too. We've been to Melbourne before, but we'd like to go back to Melbourne. So yeah, just we decided we wanted to experience more of Australia rather than leaving the country.
Tourism Minister Simon Birmingham says he's planning to announce $40 million of additional funding over the next few months for regional tourism.
Pleasingly, we see increased investment in accommodation and attraction across regional Australia, and that really bodes well for increasing numbers of visitors to come back on a second or third stay. Having visited a capital city, they can choose to come back and get out into the regions, have new, different experiences, and it's those second, third time visitors that really generate the lift in spending across the tourism sector.
Tourism Australia has been pushing the move, with 80% of campaigns showcasing experiences outside of capital cities. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.